It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh boy, here we go. Again, Tuesday, Thoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well. Free Odyssey app. We have computer updates happening. Sometimes you just think you got a show, Anthony, and then all of a sudden the news says, bleep your show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's happened today again as Maryland has hired Buzz Williams as their new basketball coach. And Anthony, that means I get to start the show with story time. You ready? You ready for a story time with, I don't know, for you it feels weird to say Uncle Craig because I'm not your uncle. I have a 3-year-old niece and 3-month-old niece and nephew, their uncle. But story time with your old pal Craig.
Let's get it, man.
The year is 2011. The place is Cleveland, Ohio. Where? Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland. Syracuse University, the university I'm attending at the time, is preparing for the NCAA tournament. Also in their little pod is one Marquette, coached by Buzz Williams. And the day before gameplay happens, you have these big press conferences, all the national media there, all the local media that's made the trip, and I'm there as student media, and I walk into the Buzz Williams press conference because whatever I was working on the Syracuse front was ending. Buzz at that time was a conference rival with Marquette in the Big East. Had these guys named Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder and Darius Johnson Odom, amongst others, on the squad. Those guys wound up in the league. Jimmy's still there somehow and still very good, even though we're all old now. But I just remember walking into the room. And you ever walk into a room, Anthony, and you notice that the energy in the room is not what you expected it to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was that room, as Buzz Williams was telling his life story to a group of reporters and talking about, you know, all this different things he's done along the way and having to sleep in here and, you know, because he didn't have a house and he was poor and riding tractors out in Texas and, you know, how grateful he was to be doing the job that he was, and just, I don't remember the details. There's half of me that went to say, like, should I go back and try to find this press conference today? I decided it wasn't worth my time, but I'll never forget the feeling of walking into that room and being like, something is happening. There's a moment happening, and I have walked into the middle of it. And Buzz must have talked for a solid 5 minutes, which was bizarre because that was very clear from the moment I walked in that he had already been talking for a while. And it turns out, I think he told like a 9-minute story. And I remember looking back at the transcript, and it was like 4 pages worth of transcriptions. But that was the first time I ever really encountered Buzz Williams. And it looks like over the next 4 to 5 years, as long as Buzz keeps his new job and I keep mine, that we're going to have a little bit more to do with Buzz Williams. This is a really good hire by University of Maryland. And I think there's probably a lot of folks that would say that Buzz Williams is a better basketball coach than Kevin Willard. Now, I'm very curious to see how Buzz Williams fits in replacing Kevin Willard in the current state of Maryland. And I don't mean like the jurisdiction, the lines on a map as the state, the current state of play at Maryland. I was talking to somebody who knows Buzz pretty well earlier today. Yeah, Anthony, hear that? Actual reporting from your boy. What's up? Still got it.
Let's get it.
I was talking to somebody that knows Buzz pretty well earlier today, and he's like, he won't care. They don't have an AD. Buzz is going to do his own thing. Buzz will come in. He's got his people. He's got his way of doing business. He doesn't really care about how things were done. Like, it's not like he's not going to embrace the traditions and, you know, those kinds of things. Like, it's not like he's going to try to change the mascot. But when it comes to the basketball operation, he's going to do things his way. And he's got his types of players that he's going to want. And in the current college basketball environment, I actually think that's a strength. Where it used to take a long time to change over a program. And you look at his track record when he got to, say, Virginia Tech. It took him a couple years to get to the NCAA tournament. And then he went to 3 straight. And then he left. But it took him a while to build it up because the old transfer rules were still in place. Players had to sit out a year. It was more punitive. You couldn't just go into the portal, find your guys, give them some money, and be like, hey, buddy, you ready to come rock this thing? And that's how it is now. And so I think Buzz is a coach that in a lot of ways is built for the modern college basketball, at least on the front end, where it's not going to take him as long to do the things that he wants to do. Then you add in the fact that his players absolutely love this guy. And we're talking back to guys like Jimmy Butler back in the day, loved Buzz. And like they will support him at their new job. Like so many of the Marquette guys like Butler, got like Jay Crowder, guys that went to the league. They would show up in Blacksburg sometimes and be like, oh, we're here to support Buzz. Because that's what they think. And by the way, Manny Obaseki, Texas A&M guard, he had this to say after they got eliminated from the NCAA tournament. And turns out what was Buzz Williams' last game at Texas A&M.
That man right there next to Wade, one of the greatest people you will ever meet. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time in basketball in general. And he's changed my life. He's changed each and every one of our lives. And I'm so thankful for him, Coach Buzz. You mean everything to me. I love you. No matter what, I know you're going to be one call away, one text away. And no matter what anybody says, he's one of the greatest. And y'all can't change that. And nobody will change that or take that from him. Thank you.
If I got a son that's going to play basketball, I want him to feel that way about his coach. That at the end of the time together, he can look at that grown man who took care of him and coached him and pushed him to be the best version of himself and be like, Coach, I love you. Like that's what it's about at this level. And it's not just about the basketball on the court. Like Buzz is a guy that talks about life with his players and is, you know, I don't know if religious, but spiritual, sure. He might be religious too. I don't know. But like he's a deep, deep guy. And I think that's great. I think that works well in the living room in your recruiting. Now, you also got to have the checkbook. And I think that's going to be the question, right? Is does he get the support from the Maryland administration that ultimately was what Kevin Willard said was the reasons he was leaving? I think Willard just wanted a different situation. But does he get the same commitments that Willard apparently got and then left anyway when it comes to resources and all that kind of stuff? And there's obviously politics at any major university. But I'll tell you what, Anthony, you want one of the worst places for politics. And I don't mean like governmental politics. I mean the politics in terms of like, do you know how to pull the strings? Do you know how to play the game? Dog, Texas A&M, with some of the rich people they got down there, some of that Texas oil money and some of the influence that some of the folks down in Texas have over that university. Oh my God. It's not as bad as University of Texas, but I'm not going to say Maryland's small potatoes compared to that. And certainly as a basketball program, I think Maryland's got a better reputation than Texas A&M. But I am telling you, like, when it comes to the politics of an institution, I think Maryland, not that there's no politics, not that there's not pockets, you know, or hands to shake and babies to kiss and all that stuff, but I'm just going to say Buzz Williams is probably well-versed in politics and is ready for a step in a different direction after 5 years at Texas A&M. But here's the thing. After 5 years at Maryland, Buzz Williams will be on to the next thing too, because that's how he rolls. 5 years, that seems to be a shelf life. It's what he was at Virginia Tech. It's what he was at A&M. It's what he was at Marquette. 5, 6, maybe 7 years. And so if you're looking for the next Gary Williams, Buzz Williams ain't about to be your next Gary Williams. He ain't going to be here till 2040. And that's just the reality of the situation. But I think if you look at the next wave of coaches, especially locally, and especially you look at a guy like Dwayne Simpkins, who just re-upped with American, like, let Dwayne Simpkins go somewhere else next year. American University. Sorry, David Aldridge. I'm not trying to steal Dwayne Simpkins from you. But let him go somewhere else. Take a step between American and Maryland. And then when Buzz is done in 5 years and has gone to 3 or 4 NCAA tournaments and a couple of Sweet 16s, then maybe Simpkins will be ready then. And then maybe I think you go in the direction that Len Elmore and Steve Blake and Grievous Vasquez, and I don't know, maybe Juan Dixon somewhere. I just haven't seen a public comment from him. Want you to go and hiring someone with more university and local ties. But for right now, considering the state of this program in flux, and to get a coach the caliber of Buzz Williams, and to know who Buzz is, that he's like a winning starter pack all by himself. He's a self-contained basketball success machine. I think it's a pretty damn good hire by University of Maryland. And it was one, you know, Jeff Ehrman told us yesterday, he thought Buzz was fading. He thought that was a real outside shot. But this came together quickly. They got it done, and Buzz Williams is the next coach at University of Maryland.
Yeah, I think considering their situation, to get a guy like this that has, you know, a reputation and, you know, has been a proven winner, I think does say a lot. And we've seen him take 3 different schools to like the NCAA tournament. So like he knows what it takes, you know, to get there. And I think this is the best outcome for, you know, a Maryland team that, you know, sort of kind of was scrambling and still is scrambling because they still have not hired an AD. So the fact that you get your head coach at this point in time where, you know, guys are in the portal and, you know, Jeff Ehrman said yesterday, like, teams and players, like, you got to be on it, because if not, guys are going to be, you know, competing elsewhere, and you got to just, you know, make the most of it. So,
yeah, it's going to happen quick, and, you know, got guys like Gillespie and Rice who might wind up leaving. Who knows? Maybe they wind up talking to Buzz and, like, actually, pull my name out of the portal. I want to play for this dude. There's definitely a chance one of them might wind up at Villanova with Willard. Like, both of them might wind up at Villanova with Willard. We'll see. But I'm curious now, Terps fans, what you think? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. You got your guy, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We take your calls next, and then we'll check in with some insiders and experts as we go here today. Also, we'll get you a little bit more on what Dan Quinn said this morning, all the NFL news. We're tracking it all here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.